fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Vav. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah the concept of reading 10 sukkim for each one of Malchias B'Chonish Shepherd. That'll be the discussion of this Mishnah. Ein Paisa Me'asar Malchias, Me'asar D'Chonish Zor Shoshit. Tanakama holds, which is Matin for the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, which you mentioned before, one should read at least 10 sukkim of Malchias B'Chonish Shepherd, of each one of Malchias B'Chonish Shepherd. Rabbi Akiva, Nuri Aymer, Im Alma Shalosh Shalosh B'Kulam Yotza, he says, there's enough to say three out of each one of those. One for Torah, one from Tzuvim, one from Nevi'im. We have three from each and one extra one. Yeah. So, yeah. Ein maskim zichron machas shofet shofironit. That the Maisa, you should not take Sukkim that mentioned the account of the Malchus Zichronis Shofet that are discussing punishment. Sukkim that discuss positive ideas, not punishment. Yeah. Masuk B'Torah, Masuk B'Novi. Tanna Kamma says that the last Pasuk you read is from Novi. Rabbi Yitzchak Yaimei, Rabbi Yitzchak says, in Mishnah B'Torah Yotzer, that the simple reading of the Mishnah is that if you, the last possible Torah, your Yotzer, so the Gemara says that you really meant to say in Hishlam Torah, that's the way you should do it. Hishlam Novi Yotzer. And if you have it, if you read the last possible of Novi Yotzer, the Ramaisa, our meaning is like this, that the last of the 10 Sukkim, we go back to Pasuk from the Torah. We mentioned in the Mishnah that one is supposed to say the 10 Sukkim of Malchus, 10 of Zechonis, 10 of Shoshis. The Maitre Daramot says, asking the Shem Atur, that if all you said was Ukasei Rosh, but Pasuk Leimar, and you didn't say the actual Sukkim, that is good enough for the evidence.